is it possible to change our destiny by living into a particular path or pursuing a particular goal? That's your question? Yeah. See, when we say destiny, destiny is not fixed in an absolute sense. One way to understand it is, destiny determines what happens to us. Destiny doesn't determine our response to what happens. That is our free will. So, for example, you know, we are born in a particular family. Some people may be born in a wealthy family, some people may be born in a not so wealthy family. That is destiny. But what I do, sometimes people who are born in wealthy family just squander all the wealth they're giving their parents and they end up paupers too. Others who are born in not so wealthy families, they may learn thriftiness, they may learn to invest and save, and they may become wealthy later. So destiny determines what happens to us. It doesn't determine how we respond to it. So we can see destiny more like a weather forecast. A weather forecast doesn't tell, it may tell you it's going to rain today. But that doesn't mean I have to become drenched. I may take a raincoat, or I may choose to stay indoors, or I may take umbrella, whatever. So that means if we use the word destiny itself is multivalent and it has many different meanings. But if you're using destiny in terms of things which are beyond our control, what happens accordingly, then that destiny is, it only determines what happens to us. It doesn't determine how we respond to it. And that response is always in our hands. And by responding appropriately, we can definitely create a better future for ourselves. So, to give a simple example, say, now day after tomorrow, I just came from New York to London. And then from London, I'm going back to India. So, if I'm going in a flight, now once I enter the flight, more or less, it's fixed that I'm going from here, I'm going to go to Mumbai. Now, what I do in the flight is not fixed. You know, if I pick up a fight with my neighbor while I'm on the flight, and maybe I punch the neighbor, and I get down, there'll be handcuffs waiting for me. Isn't it? Or if I find my neighbor is a very influential person, then I might network with a very important contact for me. That might help me in my future. Or I might just do my work, and then I'm better prepared for what I'm going to face in life. No, but as far as that 6 hours is concerned, the 6 hours where I'm going to be is fixed. But what I'm going to do in the 6 hours is not fixed. So like that, destiny determines the broad pattern of things that happen to us. But we still have free will. And by using our free will properly, we can create a better future for ourselves. So that way, that means in the sense of whether we can improve our future by proper choices, we definitely can. And actually our spirituality helps us to bet. Our spirituality increases our ability to tap our ability. Whatever abilities we have, when we are more spiritual, then our spirituality lifts us above our circumstances. It gives us a greater sense of perspective. And then we don't just instinctively react to situations. Okay, this has happened. Somebody insults me. The instinctive reaction may be to insult them back. But that might only make things worse. If I'm spiritual, then I have the inner perspective. Okay, this is weird. What is the best way to respond? And this person is just like that. I mean, if I try to counter, it's only going to make things worse. Just neglect them and move on. I have more important things to do in life than to counter every charge that is made against me. We may decide more, we all have certain instinctive patterns of responding, of reacting. But when we become spiritual, basically we become observers of ourselves. You can say, hey, this response is coming, but I don't have to act. This is the way, this impulse is coming, I don't have to act this way. So that way, our ability to tap our ability is increased by our spirituality. Because we can choose our responses more, and that's better. More effectively, and that's how we can create a better future for ourselves. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Yes, please.
I wanted to point out that you don't have to go.